It's your boy Trevor David Houchin with another scintillating episode. Nothing specific. I think the thing I want most in my life is for my wife to like me more. That's it. I think my life would be perfect if she'd just like me more. I don't know what to do. I've been with her for almost 10 years. That's like long. I mean, that's a long time. When you talk to somebody and you ask them how long they've been married and they say 10 years, it's a long time. That's like, you know, imagine, you know, the difference between a 7-year-old and a 17-year-old. That's how long I've been with my wife. That's long, man. And you know, after 10 years, she knows everything about you. This is the thing. You're with a woman for 10 years. She knows everything about you. You, on the other hand, you still know just about what you knew after having met her or known her for a few weeks. You don't know anything more about her. How many guys know what their wife's favorite color is? What their wife's favorite food is? How many guys know, you know, who their wife's favorite artist is, what her dreams are, what she does when he's not around, what her title is at work, what her hobbies are? We don't know. You don't know any, like, I don't know anything more. The only things that I know more about my wife than I did, you know, when we first met, was I know what annoys her about me more. Because the first few months, I guess, maybe the first few years, but not really, the first few months, you're dating the girl and, you know, you're doing your best to impress her. You know, you tie your shoes, you comb your hair, you brush your teeth, you put lotion on your skin, you wear cologne, you smile at people that you wouldn't normally even look at, you're polite to the waiters and waitresses and managers and clerks and cashiers, you're smiling, you're saying thank you to everybody, you're saying excuse me, you're opening the doors. You know, you're lying, you're faking, you're not being your normal, ornery, rude, callous, disgusting, you know, perverted, you know, near sociopathic self in the first few months of your relationship. But, you know, a couple of years in, you're married, been living together for a while, you're an animal. You're waking up in the morning and you're over the sink. You know, that kind of thing. You're farting in the bedroom when the heat's on, the two of you are under the covers, you're farting, you know, you might turn your butt away from her, but you're farting. You don't get up anymore to go to the bathroom to pass gas. You just do it right there under the covers, hoping somehow she won't notice it. I mean, what are you thinking? She's a woman. She's got a nose like a dog. Her smelling capabilities make it as though you don't even have a nose. She can smell things you couldn't smell with Pinocchio's nose. She and you're farting, hoping she doesn't smell. Come on. She knows everything about you, and you know nothing about her. It's crazy. I want my wife to like me more. I swear to God, I don't know what to do. This is the truth. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do to get her to like me more. I don't know what music to play. And I, you know, like I said, I know nothing about her. I don't know what kind of music she likes, you know. You know, in the 10 years we've been together, I have gone through every single music genre, trying to turn her on, trying to get her to react, trying to get her to respond, trying to get her in the mood. You know, hip-hop, R&B, you know, tribal flute music, classical piano music, trip-hop, lo-fi, classic rock and roll, jazz, Tibetan singing bowls. I've tried it. You know, I've gone through so many different music things, so many different music genres to try to get her to like me. I used to buy incense, thinking, oh, you know, incense, it's mysterious, I guess. It's interesting, sexy, exotic. Nope. My wife wants no smell. So I know that about her. She doesn't want the house to have any smell. I tried candles. That didn't go well because I set the porch on fire twice within 2 or 3 days. That was bad. That was really bad. I was out on the porch doing my thing in my little office-y office, doing my stupid little thing, whatever I was out there doing. I had some candle going. Decided I'd go in and take a shower. Go in the bathroom, close the door. My wife comes banging on the door, screaming at me. A couple minutes later, I'm like, what? Come on. Run outside to the porch. The garbage can is on fire. And we've got one of those like indoor-outdoor carpet things, like AstroTurf, but, you know, not as good. And the basket was the trash basket was like a wire basket, so the fire burnt the bottom of the wire basket and burnt through it to the AstroTurf. So the wire basket and the AstroTurf had fused because they were both, well, the AstroTurf is plastic. The AstroTurf is essentially plastic, and the wire basket is metal, it's wire. So it got hot, and then the fire burned the AstroTurf and fused them. So so I had to pull the basket, you know. And then when I pulled the basket, it pulled the AstroTurf underneath it. So we had this burnt hole about the size of a basketball on our back porch for the entire time we lived there. And that's the kind of thing that'll destroy your sex life with a woman. That'll destroy your sex life with a woman. You don't know what or at what point you've destroyed your sex life with a woman. You don't know what you did. You could, you know, you do something like that. Set the back porch on fire twice in a couple of days, and it's over. It's over. It's over. But, you know, as a man, it's your woman, and, you know, as a man, you gotta have sex, right? You gotta have this sex, you know, you gotta, even if you don't wanna have sex, really. You gotta, you're almost obligated to want to have sex, despite the fact that it's so much work. I swear, I've always, even when I was a virgin, I've always thought the whole sex thing, it's really imbalanced. There's something about it. It's really not. It's like inverted. It's like inverted. We, you know, men, we want it so bad. You could have diarrhea as a man, and you still want to have sex. You know what I'm saying? You could have, you know, you could have stomach poisoning and you still want to have sex. You could have a splitting headache. You could have 18 kidney stones. You could get run over by a train and you still want to have sex as a man. And it's so much work. Can we be honest? Am I saying something wrong? Can we be honest? It's so much work. Listen, I'm going to say something. I'm going to let a cat out of the bag. When a man has an orgasm, when he ejaculates, if it's a really like strong, powerful orgasm, it kind of hurts. It kind of hurts. And it comes at the end of all this thrusting and groping and, you know, trying to find the spot, you know, maneuvering around, you know, changing different positions. I find a good position. I want to stick with it. What's with the changing positions? I don't know about all that. You know, you got to hold her legs up, and then you got to balance yourself up on your hands or your arms or something. You know, you got to, and then you got to make sure your weight isn't really like crushing her ribs. You got to watch your hands so you don't accidentally like punch her in her mouth. You know what I mean? You got like, if you got to watch your elbows, all kinds of stuff. It's all in the name of, you know, that slightly painful ejaculation. It really kind of hurts. It stings or something. I can't. It stings, or something. What's a woman do during sex? I mean, what does she do? What does she do physically? What does she do? Does she maneuver you around? Is she the one calling like audibles? Like, all right, now we're gonna get up. You're gonna turn around. I'm gonna, you know, get behind you. Women don't really. It's. Of course, come on. Like, this isn't for everybody, but generally speaking, like, for most women, I think, I could be wrong, but for most women, I think it's kind of passive. They're not really doing much. Look, I'm not saying this is some kind of revelation, But they're not doing much, guys. Here's something else I've always thought was like sort of inverted. This is a real question. Who gets more pleasure out of sex? Who gets more pleasure? Who gets more pleasure during the act of sex? Who seems to be enjoying it more? I mean, if you're, unless you're absolutely horrible at sex, which is a whole nother thing. What's the difference between good and bad in bed? How much difference could there be? Think about it. Like, how different can one guy be than the other guy? You know, of course, there's the difference in size. Of course. It's a given. But in terms of the mechanics, like the logistics, I guess, the practical aspects of how the act works. How's one dude so much better than another dude? I mean, are they doing different things? Like, are you, you know, is there something, I've always wondered this, like, is there something going on? Are there tricks that certain dudes are doing? Certain things with their fingers or their hands or their different body parts? Because that body part down there, the male organ, maybe I'm wrong, you know, there's not much maneuverability down there, is there? But I might be wrong. How would I know? How would I know? The only thing I've got to work with is what I've got to work with. I've got no idea what the other guys are doing. You know, there might be guys out there who can, I don't know, detach it, make it undulate. I don't know. But in the case that, you know, most guys are working with essentially the same tools, and essentially these same tools are all essentially doing the same thing. What I've always wondered, what makes one guy so much better than the next guy? Because you hear women on TV, oh, he was terrible in bed. What do you mean he was terrible in bed? Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, did he put his knee in your back? You know, did he get his forearm up under your neck? Did he give you a bear hug? What are you talking about? He was terrible in bed. What do you mean? He did the same basic things that the guy who's great in bed did. The same basic things. Like, what? You know, unless you're like a, I don't even know. Like, it's almost like you'd have to be from another planet to not know how to do sex. Right? You'd almost have to be like an alien to not know how to do sex. You do a little kissing, a little touching, you get your clothes off, you do a little more kissing, touching, and then you put the thing in there. And then you pump, grind, thrust, I don't know. But basically, you put it in there, then you pull it out. You pull it in, you put it in, you pull it out. It goes in, it comes out. It goes in, it comes out. That's what
that's what every guy's doing, right? No? What are some guys doing? Are some guys doing something different than putting it in, then taking it out, then putting it in, then taking it out, in, out? Some guys are doing something different. In, out, around. These are prepositions. These are prepositions. In, out, around, on, between, in front of, next to, behind, across from. These are prepositions. There's two or three prepositions of place that relate to sex. In, out, I guess around, I guess on, what's that, four? Between, five. The other ones, no. Across from, no. Next to, no. In front of, maybe. Under, yeah, okay. Under, yeah. Above. These are all prepositions of place. And there's only a handful of them that apply to the act. There's just not much variation to it, is what I'm saying. So I don't know what makes one guy really good. What makes another guy really bad? You know, maybe the bad guy, the guy who's really bad, he smells. His hygiene is bad. He's clumsy, maybe. Rough, or not rough enough. I don't know. I do think women get more pleasure out of it, though, based on my experience. I'm not saying, I didn't get pleasure, but based on my experience with women, you know, in an intimate encounter, I think they're getting a lot more pleasure out of it than we are. Guys, you don't. By and large, and again, I'm not speaking for everybody. I can only speak for myself. But by and large, guys aren't moaning and, you know, making guttural noises and singing. You know, sighing really deeply and. You know, all these things. Women, I just think for a guy, you know, it's enjoyable, of course. But it's work. It's work. It's physical work. It's physical labor. Of course it is. It's physical labor. You ever seen a wrestling match? Wrestling is not that different than sex. Most wrestling, of course, you have your clothes on. Of course. There's no insertion. There's no penetration of anything. But everything else that goes on in wrestling, that's kind of what goes on in sex. And wrestling, By anybody's measure, wrestling is work. Sex is work. But it's not work for the woman. Imagine two guys wrestling. One guy lays on his back, does nothing, while the other guy's rolling him around and picking him up and turning him over, turning him around, getting behind him, getting in front of him, getting on top of him, pushing him around, squeezing him, you know, grinding all over him. The other guy's just, he's laying there, he's on his back, he's got his hands up above his head, he's laying on his back, He's not doing nothing. Hey, look, I'm not trying to insult anybody. I hope this isn't coming across as that. I'm not trying to insult anybody. I'm just saying that's what it is. That's what it seems to me to be. Be real easy though. It'd be real easy to listen to this and go, yeah, and this guy wants his wife to like him more. This is the guy that wants his wife to like him more. Yeah. It's me. I want her to like me more. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know what not to say. I don't know what music to play. She doesn't like the foods that I want to eat, so I can't, you know. She doesn't want to go out anywhere, you know. Not interested in my daily activities very much. I don't know what to do. Bought her a TV. She loved that television. She loved it. That was a good idea. That was one of my better ideas. That television, we don't have it anymore. That television we had that got us through 7 years. That got us through 7 of our 10 years. And now that we've moved, we've left the country, we don't live in America anymore. She seems to have lost her interest in TV. She doesn't seem to want to watch TV anymore. I've offered a dozen times to buy her another TV because for the first one that I bought her got us through 7 years. I'm thinking, I'll buy her another TV. TV's on, it's entertaining her. It gives me some time to think about what I can do to get her to like me more. You know, there are different love languages, they say. I don't know what they are. One's acts of service. One is verbal reaffirmations, I guess. Another one is touch. Another one is buying gifts. I think my wife's love language is acts of service. But like what? She's a minimalist. She's a self-proclaimed minimalist. What am I gonna do? How do you please? What do? You keep every day you empty the house of more stuff. Make the house less and less livable by getting rid of everything. She doesn't want me to buy her anything. Oh my God. I'm constantly asking her, can I buy you this? You know, I'm afraid to buy my wife stuff. What is that? I'm afraid to buy my wife stuff. I'm afraid to buy my wife stuff because she's a minimalist. And minimalists, they don't want more stuff. They don't even want the stuff they have now. They want nothing. I respect it. I respect it. Try to respect it. You're a minimalist, okay. So that, you know, that's out the window. The idea of buying her something to make her happy. I can't do that with my wife. She's a minimalist. I've got to get rid of stuff to make her happy. But how much stuff can you get rid of, man? Before you're living in the driveway. Before you're living in a parking lot. How much stuff can you get rid of? Don't know how to make her happy. Don't know how to make her like me more. You know, don't know to have no conversation for her. Hey, babe, you know, Deontay Wilder is fighting tonight. Who? Fighting? Yeah, you know. Do you wanna watch TV? We don't have a TV anymore. Do you wanna go to the mall? No, you don't. We don't want anything from them. I don't have any jokes. If you have any ideas on how I can make my wife happy, let me know. Going to bed. Another scintillating episode of Nothing Specific. With your boy, Trevor David Houchin. Peace and blessings, family. Okay.